Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand the World Cup countdown continues.
Yeheus, we're now only 10 days away until the kickoff of the Football World Cup in Brazil. And the 32 participating teams are continuing their preparations. Remember, VOA World Cup fans, Brazil will host Croatia in the opening match June 12th in Sao Paulo. The indomitable Lions of Cameroon warmed up for their African record 7th World Cup appearance with a 2-2 friendly draw Sunday against host Germany. Four-time African Footballer of the Year Samuel Eto'o, who will be playing in his 4th World Cup, opened the scoring in the 62nd minute. The Chelsea man converted a pass from teammate Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting. The Germans equalized off a header from Thomas Müller and then took the lead on a goal by André Schürrle, one of Eto'o's teammates at Chelsea. Choupo-Moting then got the equalizer for Cameroon with about 12 minutes left in the match. Cameroon will kick off its World Cup campaign June 13th when it plays Mexico in Natal, Brazil. Then the indomitable Lions will play Croatia June 18th in Manaus, Brazil, before wrapping up group play against host Brazil June 23rd in Brasilia. Just ahead, our Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, will have more World Cup tidbits for us.
Put your flags up in the sky, in the sky. And when we side to side, side to side. Show the world where you're from, show where you're from. Show the world we are one.
That's the official song of the 2014 FIFA World Cup, entitled We Are One. It's now clear that Brazil didn't do a very good job preparing for the tournament. There are still concerns about the country's readiness. Doubts remain about whether some stadiums will be fully ready. And it's already known that not all promised infrastructure work will be completed. Organizers will also have to worry about the widespread street protests that are expected during the tournament, with demonstrators already unhappy about corruption, poor public services, and the billions of dollars being spent to host the World Cup and the 2016 Olympics. Even though Brazil was awarded the World Cup in 2007, the local organizers are scrambling to complete all the necessary work. World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, acknowledged recently that it was, quote, a race, unquote, to make sure the country delivers everything it promised. We are very close now, FIFA Secretary General Jerome Volkes said. Soon we are going to hand the tournament over to the players and the 32 teams. There is very little to worry about. We just need to make sure the teams arrive safely and get to their training centers so they can begin preparing for the tournament. Construction work at stadiums is still underway, however, including the one hosting the opening match between Brazil and Croatia on June 12th in Sao Paulo. All six venues that were expected to be ready by the end of last year missed FIFA's deadline. The other six had already been used during the Confederations Cup last year, but four of those also were not ready when expected. Because the venues took so long to be ready, FIFA is now struggling to install the temporary structures that are crucial for the media, the sponsors, and technical teams. Back here in Africa, three of the five teams that are built to fly the African flag in Brazil were in action on Saturday. Algeria, Ghana, and Ivory Coast were engaged in friendlies, with Algeria the only one of the three teams to emerge victorious. The Desert Foxes of Algeria defeated Armenia 3-1 in their friendly in Switzerland. Defender Berkalem opened the score in the 14th minute before Gila scored the second goal in the 22nd and Slimani the third on the 41st minute. Armenia Atosakisov scored his team's only goal in the 46th minute. Algeria will play its second friendly on Wednesday against Romania at the Geneva Stadium, also in Switzerland, before heading for Brazil on Saturday, June 7th. In Brazil, Algeria will play at the group stage against Belgium, Russia, and South Korea. In Rotterdam, host the Netherlands continued its build-up to the finals with a 1-0 win over fellow Brazil-bound Ghana. Manchester United striker Robin Van Persie's 5th-minute goal proved decisive in the match. 2010 quarterfinalist Ghana was unable to produce any real chances. And in the United States, Bosnia defeated Ivory Coast 2-1 in their warm-up in a match that Nigeria must have watched closely. Edin Dzeko scored twice for Bosnia, while Didier Drogba scored with a free kick on his 100th international.
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
The Ivorians play El Salvador on Wednesday, also in the United States, where they have been preparing over the last week for the tournament in Brazil. Ivory Coast will play Japan, Colombia, and Greece in Group C. Bosnia is in Nigeria's group at the World Cup. Meanwhile, Ghana coach Kwesi Appiah has praised the unity and discipline in his squad. The unity is so great and discipline is very high. Discipline plays a big role. If you want to be successful, 100% lies with the player's behavior. And so far, it has been good, the coach says. Let's now quickly run down the list of 5 players to watch in each of Africa's 5 World Cup-bound teams as compiled by the Associated Press news agency. Algeria, Soufiane Feghouli, Algeria's most skillful player who is based in Spain. Fawzi Ghoulam, the French-born player based in Italy. Majid Bouguerra, Algeria captain who has been a mainstay in central defense over the past 10 years. Rafik Djebbo, who has yet to carry his club form over to the international scene, having scored 39 goals in 56 games for Greek side Olympiacos. And El Abi Hilal Sudani, the Dynamo Zagreb player who can play all across the attack. Ivory Coast.
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
Didier Drogba, now 36, who remains the team's talismanic player with more than 60 international goals to his name. Yaya Toure, slightly less revered than Didier Drogba among Ivorian fans, but only just. Gervinho, who has got his career back on track and proved many critics wrong when he joined Italian club Roma last year after frustration in England. Didier Zokora, who has been around for so long that he even has more international appearances than Yaya Toure and Didier Drogba. And Serge Aurier, the defender who brings much-needed youth to an aging team. 5 players to watch in Cameroon. Samuel Eto'o, 4-time African Player of the Year, who is at the twilight of his career, but still capable of blistering performances. Alexander Song, who is not playing on a regular basis at Barcelona, but remains a stalwart of the Cameroon team. Vincent Aboubakar, the center forward who has been tipped by some pundits as the future star of African football. Charles Itanje, a top-class goalkeeper in the class of Thomas Nkono, Joseph Antoine Bell, and Carlos Idris Kameni. And Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting, who can be a good cover for Samuel Eto'o if the Chelsea striker is unavailable through injury or suspension. Nigeria, Emmanuel Emenike, the 27-year-old Fenerbahce forward, who continued his good form with crucial goals in Nigeria's World Cup qualifying campaign. Victor Moses, though struggling for game time at Liverpool, plays a valuable role for Nigeria. John Obi Mikel, who gives Nigeria stability in central midfield that allows forwards Emmanuel Emenike and Victor Moses and midfielders like Ahmed Musa and Sunday Mba to create and score goals. Sunday Mba, the attacking midfielder, with a hard shot. And Ife Ambrose, a right-back or central defender who gives Nigeria an extra attacking outlet on the right flank, as well as defensive solidity in times of trouble. Finally, the 5 players to watch in the Ghana squad.
Hi, I'm Michael Essien, midfielder, Ghana.
Michael Essien, the 31-year-old who returned to the squad last year, his ability to power Ghana's World Cup challenge from the middle of the field may be crucial to the Black Stars' hopes of reaching the latter stages. Kevin Prince-Boateng, who scored in the last playoff match against Egypt and offers big game experience from Euro's top leagues. Asamoah Gyan, Ghana's leader from the front, who has taken on the captaincy and often fights a lone battle as Ghana's solitary striker. Kwadwo Asamoah, a versatile and valuable 25-year-old Juventus player with 6 years of experience with Ghana and 6 years in Serie A. And Andrew Ayew, the 24-year-old winger who has pace and skill and can also play as a second striker. Thanks a lot for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled World Cup's Group of Death, and I write about Group G, which features Germany, Portugal, Ghana, and the USA. Germany and Portugal, currently ranked number 2 and number 3 in the FIFA World Rankings, are the favorites on paper. But as I write in the blog, there are upsets and surprises at the World Cup, and I won't be surprised to see a few at Brazil 2014. Finally, the National Basketball Association Finals tip off Thursday night in San Antonio, Texas. The San Antonio Spurs will host the two-time defending champion Miami Heat in a rematch of the 2013 NBA Finals. Our VOA basketball fans will remember the Heat won the trophy last year in a hard-fought seven-game series against the Spurs. The last time two teams faced each other in back-to-back years in the NBA Finals was in 1997 and 1998, when the Michael Jordan-led Chicago Bulls beat the Utah Jazz both times. Spurs Heat rematch in the NBA Finals. I'm VOA.